suggest that we start this meeting, notwithstanding the fact that you are eating, you know, that would be a problem. I see the majority of the members are here. I think we should proceed. Honourable members, in welcoming you to the meeting today, let me start to inform you about the following. I will read to you in terms of the relevant joint rules and subsection on the decision that we have taken, and flowing out of the rules, which would include the procedure, which would include the decision of the Joint Standing Committee on Intelligence, which would include whether the media should be present or not, whether we should hand out the documents or not. I will proceed to do all of that, and that in terms of the rules. In terms of joint rules on intelligence and the relevant subsection, and the fact that we are in the subcommittee today, you are reminded, the honourable members, that the rule says that the committee may appoint a subcommittee in section 11. We may appoint a subcommittee to perform any function provided for in the schedule or agreed to by the committee. The committee, in this instance, the JSDI, that a subcommittee established by or in terms of the schedule, of course, is accountable to the committee, meaning any decisions that we take here must be ratified by the full committee, and that we must carry out its start and responsibility within a policy framework determined by a committee and in accordance with the schedule and any directives, guidelines, or regulations issued by the committee. The rules further set that they only make recommendations to the committee, and of course you must report to the committee regularly in this instance when requested to do so by the committee or the chairperson. We are constituted here today in terms of that sub-rule that the JSDI has formed a subcommittee to look at the further shortlisting of candidates for the position of the Inspector General, and we duly do so in terms of that relevant section. In terms of the rest of the sections, I'm not going to go through all of them, the relevant one. The chairperson of the committee or subcommittee, in this instance, may at any time after the commencement of the meeting open the meeting to the public or the media, if this is in accordance with sub-item of the media in the House or any. Let me read further. In terms of that clause, I recommend to the committee that the media remains in the room and that the relevant staff members of ourselves also do so.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and the colleagues. I must agree with you in terms of the rules that govern the JSDI committee and the subcommittee respectively, and move that we accept your recommendation for opening up this shortlisting process. Thank you very much. And the media also to be allowed to be with us.
Any other member that wants to confirm the recommendation on the board? Seconded by Honourable Stubber, third by the rest of the hands I see. I now proceed to the rest of the relevant proof in terms of publication of these proceedings. The rule is that all documents officially before emanating from this committee or subcommittee are not open to the public, including the media. in addition to the following documents and recordings may not be published and their content may not be disclosed except with the permission of the committee or the subcommittee or by order of the chairperson. You will note that you don't have any files in front of you, so that you dispense with this relevant rule. It further says any report or summary of such a statement or evidence, any document placed before or presented to the committee or subcommittee as confidential or secret document and accepted by it as a confidential secret document. Any document submitted or to be submitted to the members of the committee or subcommittee as a confidential or secret document by order of the chairperson of the committee or subcommittee or declared by the chairperson as confidential or secret document after submission to the members. The permission order or resolution authorizing publication or the disclosure of contents of document mentioned in subsection 1 it provides that the specific or of one information in the document or recording may not be published or disclosed for the purposes of subaction a document officially before the committee of the subcommittee. When the chairperson places the document or permits the document to be placed before the committee or subcommittee, or in this instance a person appearing before the committee or subcommittee. That clause is not relevant because we're not having anyone appearing before us. And our honourable members, place the documents. I recommend that we place the documents before you in order to allow us to proceed with the meeting. Agreed? And now ask the secretary to, sorry, honourable, go.
Chair, just before we proceed, I just want to check, normally our gadgets, to bring them out, you know.
And I ask the secretary to hand the documents to members. Handing that out, honourable members. I think the rest of the rules will not be relevant in this instance. But if need be, we will return to any rule if there is any need to do so. Having read the rules and as the secretary is handing them out and handing over the documents to the members, the documents that are being handed to you, honourable members, are the CVs that have been received by the JSI in relation to the applicants that they have received. I reiterate the decision of the Joint Standing Committee that for the purposes of this meeting we will look at those CVs that we have received, and you are reminded that the committee took a decision that we will add further 8 names that have been interviewed before. We'll add that also as part of the interviewing that will happen as soon as we can do that. In terms of the procedure to proceed with the shortlisting, before I allow the members to give direction on that, the first one that I need to point out to you is that we have received a late application. And the late application in terms of the advert that was placed, the applicant did not make the cut at all. His name. And I want to put to the meeting that Sadisa, Adam, Tico, and I apologize if I explained this, if I pronounced their name wrong, that unfortunately we cannot, I want to recommend that the application did not make the cut, and accordingly put to yourself to recommend to the JSCI that the applicant cannot be entertained. I now put that to the meeting. Honourable Skosana, no, Honourable Gumede is first.
Thanks, Chair. In terms of the rules and procedures, we definitely cannot accept the application at this time after the judgment. So I must that stick to the process.
Honourable Stubber, Honourable Kosana. Any different view on this, sir? The first decision of this committee accordingly is that we recommend to the JSCI that the applicant cannot be accepted due to the late application. Now, we see all the members. I now proceed, honourable members, to ask you to attend to the, what I call the long list, or the yellow list, if I can call it like that. Has everyone got this? Let me give you time to find it. May we proceed? Honourable members, in front of you are the long list, the yellow paper, I call it, and then there are the two files which has got the relevant curriculum vitae in there. I will explain how we have put together, the secretariat has put together the list. You will see on top the number, the surname, the name, has the applicant applied before, and you will see in there the yes or no, the date that they received it, and everything else that they have complied with. The question mark on clearance means that the person either has been cleared at the time of sending us the TV or not, or maybe has done a previous clearance depending on where they are employed at. The other one that they are to comply with is to be a South African citizen. The fit and proper is empty because the fit and proper will be put to any those that we will shortly. And then, of course, the indication of the knowledge of the knowledge. And then, of course, the requirements, and then, of course, the experience. And then, of course, so what we've done, honourable members, we sorted them first into those that, in according to their survey, says that they have the necessary intelligence, knowledge, experience, or anything else that we want to say. And then, honourable members, on page 12, you will see that we put another category that says applicants who have not indicated any intelligence, knowledge, experience or related training. And in that section, you will see also the relevant requirements and experience that they have indicated to us, and accordingly why we have placed them in that category. I put this to members and ask if there's any clarity that they would like to seek on the way the Secretary does put the document.
We have, during our first engagement, there was eight people that was shortlisted. Are we going to determine, are we going to take four extra people? Because they were shortlisted according to points that we scored. Are we going to do that whole process over, or are we leaving at 8 and put 4 or 5 extra? Can the committee decide on that?
Before we do so, I just wanted to first find that if there are any clarity in the way that you put the documents. If there are none, I will proceed to how we then do the procedure, and you've gone that direction already, on the room. Any other to answer that question is really to say that the decision of the Joint Standing Committee on Intelligence are that, one, we will deal with all the applicants that we have here now, and that we will shortlist those applicants. The second decision of the JSCI was that those that we have the eight that we have shortlisted then, that they become part of the list to be interviewed again. So for now, we will concentrate on the list that is here before us, of those that applied again. I explained earlier on that you will see under the heading that said apply before you, you will see names that are in there, and in terms of that decision that the JSC has taken, I then urged the members there would be no need to put that name as part of this shortlisting because it's there already, notwithstanding the fact that the names appear here again. Is that in order, Honourable Lamini Dubazana? It is in order, Honourable Chairperson, but I would also like to motivate on top of what the Honourable Speaker actually said. If you look at the applicants, the new list, like you are saying, almost all of them, it says yes.
Yeah.
It says yes. Now, if it says yes, like what the Honourable Speaker is saying, we have already gone through that process earlier on. First one. And if those people, like you are saying, they are there on the 8th that we are talking about, that you are about to interview. So which means, if they have applied on the first process and we did not shortlist them within the 8th, they automatically fell out. I don't know if I remember the understanding exactly what I'm saying. But in the first process, if it says next to the person's name, it says yes. Which means you were in the test process, but we did part of the committee, we did not shortlist you. You automatically out. And the aid that is there, then, like you are saying, that is automatically you call them because you shortlisted them. I'm just trying to motivate on the yes, but I can see that the Honourable Sabine wants to say something.
I recognize you, Honourable Speaker.
Oh, about intelligence. I'm being corrected. Oh, okay, Chairperson. Yes, about intelligence.
This is what it says. I was going to answer you.
Okay, but
thanks.
No,
you still want to speak?
No, then I withdraw. Then I withdraw.
Chair, if we may, can we just the numbers of the persons that have already been
sort list, let's say number 1, 4, 6, 7, that we can get the 8 names that are shortlisted, and then from there on then we can look at the others and not go back to them because we already shortlisted, if that is in order.
Let me reiterate again, Honourable Members. I'll make an example on page 1. Mr. Norman Baloy, under the heading apply before yes or no, he says no, right? So you must consider Mr. Baloy to be shortlisted. I'm reading from the long list. Huh? Yes, the yellow one. This is the yellow one. Okay. It's my one is like this, and your one is like this. Mine is in landscape, and yours is the other way around. Let me stick to what is in front of you. Then we stay, and then we stay together with each other. Shall I come back to Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
And then, if I take Mr. Malloy, let me just complete the sentence. Let me stick with Mr. Malloy because of the question that was asked. On this list, yeah, you will see it says Norman Malloy. It says yes, work experience at NIA Comsec and training. And that yes refers to, as you said, experience. But if you look at this list, yeah, which you are going to move to, you will see on this list. If I take Mr. Malloy again. Did he apply before, yes or no? You will see no.
Yeah.
Then, if you go further with the landscape list, then your question will be answered, Honourable Stubber. Yes, as you read through. Honourable Skasani, you still want to take the floor?
No, Chairperson, it's not so much. I'm just going back to the example that you made. In fact, you were making an example so that we can understand clearly the process and the relevancy of application, applicant and whatever. It's not necessarily the same. You know, our lawyer should be just clarifying that everybody can know. Because here we are in the media talking to the public and so on.
Essentially, he's laughing. No, I think it's an example that I'm making simply because it's the first name on the list. So thank you for that clarification. I think, Honourable Members, now that we are clear, we now need to move to the process of how we're going to do the shortlisting. And may I invite Hans, please. Sotana, again.
Sir, on the shortlisting part of it, we've got two groupings in terms of applications, relevancy and irrelevance. I have an opinion that all those who do not comply to the requirements, to start with them, they have to say from here to here it's not relevant, but that's what we see from there. Then we come into those who are relevant and say, let's shortlist within them and check the information which is relevant that will assist us in shortlisting. That's my input here for now.
Are we agreed? Okay. Honourable Members, I will then invite you. That's the first proposal. The second proposal I want us to deal with is and simply because of how you did it the last time. Would you want to stick to a particular figure, or shall we leave it open-ended? The shortlist. Do you want to shortlist a particular amount of people, or as we go along, we pick names? Honourable, I hope I've not confused everyone.
I think the latter is correct as we go along, because we're going to find a few things, and then I think better keep the latter one yourself as we go along. Then you should shortlist the number that you start to the number that we own in that corner.
Okay. I'm looking for a girl.
Chair, I wish to support that and to stress that the shortlisting on the new applicants and only to those that qualify.
Okay. Any different view? On the server, is that a different view?
Chair, as I understood this, we've got 8 names. We're going to decide how many more we're going to take, 3 or 4. We're going to show this thing with set to set grades, my assumption.
That's correct.
Okay, then, I'll go to Honorable Guy.
If that's the case, Honorable Members, if you look at this list, and if you look at this list, then you will see applicants who have indicated some degree of intelligence start with Mr. Valoy and ends with William. Then applicants who have not indicated any intelligence, knowledge, experience or related training starts with Yusuf Ahmed and ends with Kulani Zondo. You have then said that you want to satisfy yourself the way we've categorized it, that the latter list from Yusuf Ahmed to Kulani Zondo, you have to satisfy yourself where indeed they do not have any experience to be considered for shortly. May I direct you that way, Honorable Silver?
Okay, I think we concur with that. The latter part of the list is not that they haven't got a relevant experience, and it's only the first part of the list that we have to consider. And then, seeing that we've got eight already, I propose that we take extra 4 people that we are going to interview, and then in total there will be 12 people that we're going to interview. That's my
I thought that you said earlier on that you will look at the list now that we have taken a decision that we indeed, in terms of the ad that we sent out, they do not have the necessary experience. I thought that the members then said is that they will look at the other list and see how we go along, instead of determining it must be 4, it must be 5, it must be 10, it must be 20.
Okay. I thought that was it was a draw. I'm comfortable with it.
Thank you, Chair President. I just hope Honourable Members that quickly went through the new list. With the new list, almost all those candidates, they don't have LLP, which was the requirement. Except one person had it with the new list. Those that are applying for the applicants, the new applicants, which are not on the previous process. Almost all of them, except one member, 18 headed, have got the LLM or BLA. The rest, they've done LLB, but it's all incomplete. So
So, which means we've got only one candidate with the new list, Khatek.
Let me assist the honourable members. We did not ask them to cite in the advert about LLP or LLM. That's why you will see applicants who have indicated some degree of intelligent knowledge experience. That's why we've categorized it like that, because that's conforming to the advert that was sent out. So I'm afraid that that point doesn't hold. Honourable members, shall I give you an opportunity to go through the names? And I will see how we go along, including myself, and then hear what the recommendations are that you take to the JSCI.
So the chairperson, can I just motivate this? How about giving us time? Say give us 10 minutes or 5 minutes to look at the names, maybe continue with the names that you have got according to the last scoring. Remember the scoring we used last time? Who's your number one, number two? The people with the names that you have got, whom do you see as your number one, your number two, and your number three? Or number four, number five, because that's what we did last time, so that we see whether we have a consensus about the name for that name to join the A.
We went through a process where the first eight, we did all the sides on the first eight, because initially then. And I think we must leave them to rank them again, because they were already there. And that's why I suggest that we say, let's go say how many people we're going to invite for interviews. If it's 12 or 15, then we must add to the 8, and we just add the others with the 8. I don't think it's necessary to rank, because we just have to fill up the list. That's what we have to do.
No, Chair, the rating is not really literally the rating. It is for us to say when we have these 5 minutes, we choose a certain number. Then, as we did before, you ask whom did you identify, and then we see a common name. That's the ranking that I think the chairman was speaking about. Then that will inform us how many people are we asking.
Now, honourable members, if that's how you would want to do it, I think it should be okay. And if that's the case, then I think we should ask you to proceed in doing that. And let's give ourselves 10-15 minutes to do that. And I will come back to see how we are all doing. Thank you, honourable members. We need more time. If you don't answer, please yes. Somebody's tapping hands here to back
I just I found a palm source. Very nice.
May I appeal to you not to infer on the dignity of Parliament's power sources? table is not which one are you done? Sorry? Long time ago. Long time ago. Oh, it's not done. Okay, if you're done long time ago, Honorable Koshana, I'm going to start with you.
Please.
It will help if you start with are you working from this list?
From this list.
Okay, long one. Eh? Right. So you have gone to page 10, 11.
Number 8.
1 8.
1 8.
Right.
And also number 10.
Yes,
and number 10 is when I learned that one in parentheses, Castle. It's number 10. And the last one is number 9.
Jumper.
It says the soul.
Jumper. Yes.
And
Honorable Sepako.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson.
Also what he did, he was going from 18 to 10, and then if you can see could it help those of us that have to write.
Yeah. I do have 18 as my number one here, which is also Khadebe. Itumelen, and I've got two.
Number two
is number 11, which is
number 11.
Kelly. I did my own sequence.
Okay. No, number two is done already.
No, what I'm saying, it is 18,
yes,
which I started with.
Yes.
And number 11.
No.
Oh, it's already not. Okay.
Next one.
Okay.
Okay, give him a chance.
Okay. And got also number 7, which I think is already done also. And quote is already. Yes, I'm done.
Honorable Rosanna, thank you, and the chairperson. I've got number 5, page 87. She's my number one, because she's got the depth experience on defense and training, because she's got that skill. My number 2 is Fatima. We're number 18, number 18. Yes. My number 3 is Kate Lakumsani, who is number 39. But to the other chamber, it says 40, but on my list it says 39. To the other members it says 40. Lakumsani Kabela is the name. Just give us the name. Lakumsani Kabela. Now the reason why we're not taking that is because of your decision earlier on. Oh, no, 8.
Yes.
Okay, or may they not make the decision that says that they are not, they do not fall within the category? Yes. It means they've got to be two chairpersons. Well, thank you very much, Honorable Fuga.
Yes. It is number 5. Number 6, Rebbe Annelies. Number 18, Rebbe Mashubal.
Number 18.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I identify from the pool number 5 by the name of Koichi Zaya Elizabeth. The question of the qualifications and the strength and everything that is needed. 2, number 18. Yeah, I've got number 12 and number 18. Thank you.
If I can put it like this, the person that got the most was Mr. Khadebe. second one is Fushi. 1, 2, 3, 4. Then there's Anneliese. Herbert. It's only got one. Abuela, got one. Machlulo, one. I've double checked and triple checked honorable members, and accordingly I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 names on here, and I ask you the recommendation that you want to put to the full committee. We take 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You confirm with each other?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you a chance.
Thank you, James. Yeah, I think the small caucus decided that we should go with the three names that received the most votes, and that is number 18, number 5, and number 6. And that we add that to the 8 others.
Honourable Pashana, as you and I were left out, can you approach the bench so that you and I can... Okay, hello, Kasana.
No, sir, thanks very much. This is a fair and free process. I also support Honourable Stelzer that we add these three names as we have dealt with them accordingly. Thanks.
Okay. Honourable members, unless there's any differing view, you are recommending to the full JCI that we further add one male and two women. One male and two women you are adding, and Khadebe, Fushi, and Khera will put to them. We will put to the full JCI the other three names also, but give them accordingly also the recommendation that you are making. Can I find out if there are any other matter?
Just to emphasize that it was a coincidence that they are women, but they were split up on the basis of their merit qualifications.
I would caution you, Honourable Moshana, you are moving into a direction that might not seem very well in this instance. Honourable members, from if there aren't any other issues from my side, the joint landing committees on intelligence will meet later in I want to ask you, you have to be bold, take your decision before a JDI later. We will meet at 4 o'clock. We will meet in the same venue again as the JDI and Liberate. There is a matter that there will be two matters. One would be this, and the other one is another matter that we will deal with in our closed session. Yeah. Okay. So of course, we're going to close session in the building. We will venture back to our little house, our little home. Sorry? Honourable members, may I bring this meeting to a close, because I can hear that you are going to shut the curtain now. Thank you very much.